Okay, I want to share a message with you today.
我今天要跟你们分享一个信息。
And I noticed there were some comments earlier on.
我注意到之前有人有一些话语。
Directly related to the message.
他所说的是跟我今天要讲的讯息是有关的。
The message is called the first commandment with a promise.
我的今天的讯息叫做神的第一个诫命是带着他的应许的。
And I want to talk about what God is doing.
然后我想要跟你们谈论一下神所做的。
Everywhere I go,
我去到任何地方,
I have found in recent years,
我过去的几年, 我察觉,
that as people have come for help,
很多人来找我帮助他,
the problems that they have come with,
但他们带来的问题,
they have been very many different kinds of problems,
有很多不同的问题,
but often they had the same root.
但是它通常都有同样的根源。
And so I want to share this message.
所以我想要跟你分享这个信息。
To help you in your journey.
在你的旅程上帮助你。
So we're going to start in Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6.
所以我们要从马拉基书第四章第五节到六节。
Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament.
马拉基书是在旧约里面的最后一本书。
These are the last recorded prophetic words of the Old Testament.
这些就是在旧约里面最后的记载的先知的预言。
And they contain a warning and a promise.
然后它这个包含了一个警告，还有一个应许。
Let's read the verses.
我们来读这个经文。
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
我会差派先知以利亚在这个大而可畏的日子里。
And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers.
他会使儿子的心转向父亲，父亲心转向儿子。
Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
然后不然的话我就会来咒诅这个地。
So this is a prophetic message.
所以这是一个先知性的信息。
And it tells us that in the last days,
它就告诉我们在末日的时候，
before the coming of the Lord,
在主耶稣回来之前，
there will be a terrible condition in the world.
在这个世界上有一个非常糟糕的状况。
There will be a breakdown in the relationships between fathers and their children.
在父亲跟他的孩子们的关系里面会遭到极大的破坏。
And this will lead to generational suffering.And problems.
这个呢会带下来累代家族的痛苦跟苦难。
It tells us in the scripture,
它在经文里告诉我们,
that the hearts of children will be damaged,
这些儿女的心会被受伤,
and hardened against their parents.
然后呢他们的心会抵挡他们的父母亲,
and that the hearts of fathers would also be damaged,
然后呢父亲的心也会受伤,
and hardened towards their children.
他会对他的儿女硬起心肠。
In other words, there would be relational damage in families.
所以意思就表示家庭的关系会大大的被破坏掉。
And the father wound is a very deep wound.
来自父亲的伤害是一个非常深的伤害。
Because the Bible tells us father is a source.
因为圣经告诉我们父亲是一个源头。
Source of identity.
是我们的身份的源头。
Source of protection.
是我们保护的源头。
A source of provision.
是被提供我们的源头。
A source of direction.
是指引我们的源头。
A source of counsel.
是辅导我们的源头。
But everywhere I look, I see...families where this is not happening.
但是我常常看到很多的家庭这样的事情并没有发生。
Where fathers are so busy.
这个父亲非常的忙碌。
Or they're absent.
或者他们根本不在。
Or they're abusive.
或者他们是会虐待孩子。
Or they're controlling.
或者他们是掌控孩子。
And sometimes they just withhold.
所以他们有的时候就会退缩。
They withhold love and blessing.
父亲他会不给你祝福。
They withhold encouragement.
他不给予爱，不给予鼓励。
Because they themselves are broken.
因为他们自己都是非常的破碎。
And so.So this result of a wound between fathers and children,
所以呢，就会导致了父亲跟孩子都受伤。
This absence of love,
这缺乏爱
can result in cycles of cursing,
会带来循环的咒诅。
And so we find there's many, many issues come up because of this.
所以我们就会发现很多的问题产生是因为这样。
But the root cause of the problem is spiritual.
但是呢，这所有问题的根基呢是属灵的。
We can try and patch up people.
我们可能可以帮他疗伤。
We can try and restore relationships.
我们可以恢复关系。
But we need to deal with the unseen spiritual roots.
但是呢，我们必须要去面对处理我们所看不见的属灵的根源。
Now notice what he says, I will send Elijah the prophet.
你有注意到他所说的，我会差派以利亚先知。
And the ministry of Elijah the prophet will be to turn the hearts.
以利亚这个先知的事工就是要人心转化。
Why did he mention Elijah the prophet?
他为什么要提以利亚先知呢？
When things like this are spoken or written down,
所以当这样子的事情被说出来，被记录下来的时候，
God is trying to draw our attention to something.
神是要吸引我们的注意力在某个事情上。
So when we read about Elijah the prophet,
所以当我们读到以利亚先知的故事的时候，
God is drawing our attention to the nation of Israel during the days of Elijah the prophet.
所以呢，神要我们去注意，以色列在以利亚是先知的那一段时间。
He's indicating to us,
他在表明给我们
that the problems in the nation,
在这个国家的问题
in the days of Elijah,
在以利亚的那个时期
and the spiritual causes of it,
是因为有属灵的根据
would be the same problems that would appear in the end times.
在那个时候的问题也会是在末日的时候同样的存在。
So, what was the problem in the days of Elijah?
所以在以利亚的那个时期的时候是什么问题呢？
What was the problem God raised him up to address?
那神兴起了以利亚，要他去专注于在什么的问题上面呢？
And how did he deal with this problem?
然后他怎么去面对处理这个问题呢？
Well, many of you have read the story in 1 Kings 16 through 19.
也许你们有读到那个。
And you realize that the nation of Israel had become totally corrupted.
已经完全了被
And the reason for this corruption was the king of Israel formed a political alliance through marriage to Jezebel. Jezebel was a woman who was the daughter of the high priest of the Sidonians. And she worshipped Baal and Astarte.
敬拜的偶像叫巴勒
And she introduced the worship of Baal and Astarte into the nation.
因为她所敬拜的叫做 Baal 跟另外一个神偶像的名字。
So this woman Jezebel,
所以这个耶洗别
behind her was a spiritual power.
她的后面是一个属灵的权势。
Called the Queen of Heaven.
那个叫做天后。
It goes right back to Babylon.
然后就是回到巴比伦时代。
It appears in every culture in the world.
它会在世界上的每一个文化里面都出现。
And it is seen in the Book of Revelation.
它也在启示录里面有出现。
So the issues related to Jezebel in the Old Testament.
所以任何跟耶洗别有关系在旧约里面的问题。
Are also described in the Book of Revelation.
所以就在启示录里面也有被形容。
They will be a problem for the church in the end times.
在末世的时候，这个对教会来说会是个很大的问题。
So this woman,
所以这个女人
was motivated and empowered by demonic spirits.
她是被黑暗权势邪灵所驱动和帮助的。
And she brought destruction to the nation.
她就带了一个国家的毁坏。
And wherever this power is at work,
所以不论什么时候，如果这个黑暗权势在运作的时候，
you will find the same things happening.
你就会发现同样的事情在发生。
Under her influence,
在这个女人的影响下，
she replaced the worship of God.
她就替换了敬拜神
with the worship of idols,
然后用敬拜偶像
specifically Baal and Ashtoreth,
然后特别是 Baal 跟 Ashtoreth 这两个偶像
and she caused the destruction or loss of the prophets,
她就导致了这些先知的破坏跟毁坏
she brought corruption into the whole nation,
她带来贪污在这个国家里
she brought sexual perversion into the nation,
她也带来不洁净的生活情欲的
There was an emasculation of men,
然后呢，他就等于是摧毁了男性的力量
an undermining of God's role for men and women in marriage.
他根本让大家轻看了男人跟女人的重要性
There was a massive breakdown in families.
然后呢，家庭就是大大的被破坏了
Astarte was known as the goddess that turned men into women and women into men.
Astarte 这个偶像这个偶像它的作用就是它把男人变成女人把女人变成男人
The worship of this goddess involved prostitution and homosexual and transgender activities
当你敬拜这个偶像的时候呢它就会带来 奸淫，还有淫乱，还有性别错乱。
The worship of this goddess involves sacrifice of children.
你敬拜这个偶像呢，它也代表的是你要去牺牲你的孩子。
So the spirit behind these activities.
所以这个后面的黑暗权势
is the same spirit at work in the world today.
就是现在正在这个世界上运行的权势
emerging very strongly throughout the cultures.
它在所有的文化里面都深深的深入了
leading to the destruction of unborn children.
它会带带来很多未出生的孩子
The confusion of genders and identities
会我们在性别错乱身份认同错乱
Pornography and perversion of all kinds
会有色情各式各样的色情
And sadly the church in many places
很悲哀的就在教会还有很多个地方
Has lost the presence and power of God
他们已经失去了神的同在和神的能力
And has become very compromised
他们也容忍
And tolerant of all kinds of things,
他们会接受允许各式各样的事情
which God forbids,
是神所不允许的
Everywhere I go,
我去到任何一个地方
I'm finding people struggling,
我就发现很多人他们很多的挣扎
oppressed with demonic spirits,
他们被邪灵压制
defiled by all kinds of things,
他们被各式各样的事情玷污
and needing the power of God to set them free,
然后需要神的大能来释放他得自由
So notice what God promises.
所以你有注意到神的应许。
This is the promise he makes.
这是他所做的应许。
I will send Elijah the prophet.
我会差派以利亚先知。
What does he mean by that?
他这个是什么意思？
The same anointing that was on Elijah.
那个同样在先知以利亚身上的恩膏。
Will be poured out into the world.
也会被倾倒在这个世界上。
There will be a spirit of revival come.
会有一个复兴的灵。
That turns people back to the true God.
会把人转向真正的神。
Because if you want to restore relationships.
因为如果你想要恢复关系。
First turn the hearts to God.
先要把我们的心转向神。
So you notice then, when John the Baptist came.
所以你要注意到约翰施洗约翰来的时候
It was said of him that he was Elijah the prophet.
然后他也人称呼他也是先知以利亚
Because his ministry was to prepare the hearts of people to receive Jesus Christ.
因为他的事工就是要准备预备人的心去接受耶稣
So this anointing that God promises to pour out.
所以呢神应许的这个恩膏
It is a revival of hearts
就是要去恢复
兴起人的心 God,
让我们的心转向神
to turn us away from idolatry,
让我们的人转
away from uncleanness,
让我们远离偶像
away from defilement,
要远离玷污
away from disorder and dysfunction,
远离混乱
and to bring us back into a relationship with Jesus Christ,
把我们带回到跟耶稣的关系里
which leads to restoration of families,
它就会带来恢复家庭关系。
When our heart turns to God,
当我们的心转向神
it changes how we relate to one another.
它就会改变我们人与人之间的关系。
I noticed when doing marriage counseling,
我注意到当我在辅导婚姻的时候
that many times the result would not last.
很多时候那个结果并不持久。
And the Lord said, you have to deal with the spiritual roots.
然后呢神就跟我说你必须要去面对处理他们属灵的根源。
Both the husband and the wife need a change of heart.
因为呢先生跟太太都必须要转换他们的心。
And the change of heart comes about by the Spirit of God.
他们这个转换，他们的心是只有来自于神的。
Now I want to show you a scripture in the New Testament.
然后我在新约里面有一段经文。
And this comes, this is one of the commandments.
这是一个神的命令。
God gave Moses 10 commandments.
神给了摩西十个诫命。
Now they were not rules to keep.
但是它并不是规矩你必须要遵守的。
They were much more than that.
它是更大意义的。
When God gave the 10 commandments,
当神给了我们十个诫命的时候
they were expressions of love.
它其实是他表达他的爱。
God is inviting people into relationship with himself.
神在邀请人跟他建立关系。
He's inviting them into covenant relationship.
他在欢迎邀请他们来跟他有个盟约的关系
in biblical covenant,
是符合圣经的盟约
there would be an agreement what the terms of the relationship were
他们会同意这个关系要如何的运作
so the Ten Commandments
所以十的诫命
are an indication of how we live out our covenant with God
他只是要教导我们如何活出跟神盟约的生命
And it all has to do with loving God and then loving people.
然后呢完全都是要爱神跟爱人有关的
So when I read out to you the scripture,
所以当我读这个经文给你的时候
it is a commandment given by God,
这个是神给我们的诫命
but it requires our heart be in it.
但是它需要我们的心也要参与在其中
And it is the first commandment with a promise.
所以这是第一个 诫命带着应许的诫命。
So、read it in Ephesians 6.
所以以弗所书第六章。
And verse 2 and 3.
第二节到第三节。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
尊荣你的父母亲，这是神给的第一个诫命。
And what is the promise?
这个应许是什么呢？
That it may be well with you.
所以你可以有丰盛的生命。你可以有丰盛的生命。
So you notice there it tells us honor. Honor is a gift you give people.
所以尊荣其实是你给人的一个礼物。
To honor someone means to put value on them, to put weight on them, to treat them with respect.
你尊荣一个人其实就是你给他尊敬，然后你觉得他是有价值的人。
This is the first commandment that has a promise of God attached to it.
这个是神给的第一个诫命，而且是他的应许跟着他的。
In other words, God promises to do something if we will respond with honor to our father and mother.
所以呢，换句话说，就是神应许了我们，如果我们遵守他的话语，去尊荣我们的父母亲的话，他会祝福我们。
So parents are the first authority figures in our life.
所以父母亲是我们生命中接触第一个权柄的象征。
They are empowered or they're called to represent what God is like.
因为其实他们被呼召也赋予权力去代表着神。
And so even though this may be incomplete and imperfect,
也许他们很不完美，然后很多残缺。
We are still called to give them the gift of honor.
但是我们还是被呼召要给他们他们应得的尊荣。
Jesus himself did this.
耶稣自己就要这样做。
At the age of 12,
他在12岁的时候。
He was in the temple.
他在那个圣殿里。
And he understood the call of God on his life.
他明白了神在他身上的呼召。
And he presented himself for training.
然后呢，他就让他自己去接受装备。
His parents said, "Come back with us."
然后他的父母亲没有跟他一起。
And he submitted to them.
然后呢，他顺服于他们。
And the Bible says he grew in wisdom and favor with God and man.
然后呢，神就说他在智慧中成长茁壮，然后呢，有得到人的恩典。
Jesus honored his parents.
所以耶稣十二岁的时候，他尊荣他的父母亲。
And immediately it tells us how God blessed him in return.
然后呢，很快的他就告诉我们神怎么样大大祝福了耶稣。
So you notice there, there's a promise.
所以你有注意到这是有个应许。
And this promises in two parts.
这个应许有两个部分。
First, that it may be well with you.
第一个就是凡事对你都好。
You will thrive in relationships and with favor.
你会在关系里面成长，然后所有事情都会是对你好的。
Secondly, that you may live long.
第二个就是你会活很久。
In other words, your health will be better.
就表示你会有个好的健康。
So this promise,
所以这个应许
is conditional on us doing our part.
这是关乎于我们有没有做到我们该做的部分。
Now, Christ has done all of this for us.
所以耶稣已经为我们做了很多的事情。
But as we receive Christ,
当我们接受耶稣的时候，
His desire is that we then share the same honor with our parents.
他所想要的愿望就是希望我们能够同样的尊荣我们的父母亲。
If we align with Jesus and His words,
如果我们跟神的话语对齐，
then there is blessing and protection comes with it.
就会带下祝福跟保护。
So he calls us to honor.
所以他呼召我们要尊荣。
Honor is a gift you give.
尊荣是你给出的一个礼物。
Honor is a foundational value of the kingdom of heaven.
尊荣也是在神的国度里面的基。
When you honor people, it releases what's in them to come to you.
因为你如果去尊荣他的话，你就会释放了祝福来到你的身上。
To honor people means to treat them as people of value.
去尊荣人表示他是一个有价值的人。
To dishonor someone,
你不尊荣一个人
means you treat them as someone having little value, little weight, little substance.
你不尊荣一个人的时候，就代表你对他的看法是你觉得他没有价值，他不值得你尊敬他。
It means they're like vapor.
就好像他就是像水泡一样
They're not important.
他根本不重要
It means to look down on them or judge them.
就表示你轻看他你论断他
So if we honor our parents,
所以如果我们尊荣我们的父母亲
place value upon them,
我们赋予他价值
God undertakes to bring blessing into our life.
神就答应了他会带下我们生命中的祝福
It's not dependent on how our parents treat us.
这是不关乎于我们的父母亲如何对待我们
It's a principle for living in the kingdom of God.
但是这个是活在神的国度里
On the other side,
那另外一面呢
if we dishonor parents,
如果我们不尊荣我们的父母
亲 then life does not go well for us.
所以我们的生命将不会非常的顺遂
I have many, many examples of that.
我有很多很多的例子
Let me just give you one example.
我先给你一个例子
I had a young man came up with, on the basis of a word of knowledge.
我有一个年轻人他来因为我领受知识的话语
The word of knowledge knowledge that he had pain in his shoulder and could not move his shoulder.
那这个姿势的话，也就是他的肩膀在痛，他没有办法移动他的肩膀。
When he came up,
当他来到前面的时候
，the Lord spoke to me and said, "He has bitterness against his father. This is a spirit of infirmity."
那呢，神就告诉我说呢，这个人他有很多苦毒对待他的父亲，所以呢，这个是一个。疾病的灵。
So I asked him about his father. He said, "Oh, I love my father."
然后我就问他说，哎，那你爸？他说，哦，我爱我爸爸。
And I'm thinking, Lord, what now?
然后我想说，主啊，那怎么办
？And then the Lord spoke to me.
然后呢，主又跟我说。
And I said, "Isn't it true your father travels a lot and he's never home for important events for you?"
我就问他说，你的父亲是不是常常在出去旅行不在家？然后他任何你重要的活动他都不在。
He said, "It's very true."
他说是啊，是真的。
I said, "Isn't it also true that you have bitterness in your heart because he's not there for you, and you are resentful of that?"
那我也问他说，那是不是因为他常常不在家，他没有支持你，所以你心中对他有苦毒呢？
He said, "That's very true."
他说这是真的。
So I led him through a prayer.
所以我就带他一个祷告。
He repented of dishonoring and judging his father.
他就为了他论断还有不尊荣他父亲认罪。
He forgave his father.
然后他原谅他爸爸。
And then I prayed for him.
然后我为他祷告。
And the spirit of infirmity immediately left him.
然后这个疾病的灵马上就离开他了。
It had been drawn into his life because of bitterness.
因为他的苦毒，所以他吸引了疾病的灵。
And he said to me, Pastor, my shoulder is healed.
然后他就说牧师，我的肩膀已经好了。
And he said, I can move it like this.
他说我可以这样子动了。
And he said, but there's more.
但是还有更多。
He said, I had pain in every joint in my body.
但是我身上的每一个关节都有痛。
And the doctor had told me my back would freeze by the time I was 40.
然后呢，医生有告诉我说，我40岁的时候，我的脊髓就会动僵。
I've been completely set free.
但是我已经完全得自由了。
And he moved around and showed how free he was.
然后他就动给我看他有多自由。
His bitterness towards his father.
他对他父亲的苦毒。
Caused life not to go well for him.
导致了他的生命很不顺利。
A demonic spirit attached to him.
一个邪灵会附着于他。
And caused infirmities and sickness in his life.
会导致他的生命中很多的疾病跟不疼痛。
There's so many stories I've got like that.
我有很多像这样子的故事。
I had another one. I was in America.
我还有一个故事是在美国。
And as I was leaving a meeting,
当我要离开一个聚会的时候
after praying for lots of people,
我帮很多人祷告之后
a woman came and said, "Pastor, can you pray for me?"
然后有一个女人说，哎，牧师，你可以帮我祷告吗？
And I said, "What is the problem?"
那我说你有什么问题？
And she said, "I have a very big problem with the relationship with my teenage daughter."
她说我跟我那个青少年女儿的关系非常的糟糕。
And I said, "What is the problem?"
那我说这是什么问题呢？
And she said, "Well, it sounds silly, but I'm very, very jealous of her."
她说听起来很幼稚，但是我很嫉妒。
Anytime something good happens in her life, I feel very jealous.
任何时候，如果我的女儿身上有发生好事，我都会嫉妒她。
Then I hurt her with the words I say.
然后我就会用我的话语去伤害她。
And I said, "That's a very unusual thing."
我说这是很不寻常的。
And I thought about it for a moment.
然后我就想了一下。
I said, "How's your relationship with your mother?"
我说你跟你妈妈的关系如何？
Oh, I don't get on with her at all.
她说我根本跟她合不来。
I said, "Why is that?"
我说为什么？
Oh, she's always so competitive with me.
哦，她每次都跟我竞争。
I said, "Just stop right there."
好，我说停在这儿。
Do you notice what's happening?
你有注意到发生什么事吗？
That the issue your mother had with you.
那你妈妈跟你有的问题。
You are having with your daughter.
你现在就跟你女儿有同样的问题。
How did your mother's jealousy affect you?
我就问她。那你妈妈的嫉妒又怎么样影响你？
It deeply hurt me.
她说她深深的伤害了我。
And I said, "Well, you are deeply hurting your daughter."
那我就跟她说，你现在也深深的伤害了你的女儿。
You are doing to your daughter the same thing your mother did to you.
你现在对你女儿所做就是你妈妈对你做的。
Because you have bitterness in your heart.
因为你在心中有苦毒。
You have judged your mother.
你论断了你的妈妈。
I said, "Did you ever say in your heart?"
我说你有没有从在你心里说
？I'll never be like my mother.
我永远绝对不会像我妈一样。
Oh, many times.
我说哦。
I said, "You've turned out just like her."
我说你就是完全变成像你妈一样了。
Because you've dishonored her.
因为你不尊容她。
You've judged her.
你论断她。
You've made vows to protect yourself.
你做了誓言去保护你自己。
And now you're reaping something in your life.
然后你现在就在你生命中收到这样子的果子。
If you will repent.
如果你认罪。
Cancel your judgments.
取消你的。
Forgive your mother.
原谅你的妈妈。
Start to pray for her.
开始为她祷告。
Your relationship will shift with your daughter.
你跟你女儿的关系。
And I encourage you to talk with her, and ask for forgiveness, because you have carried on a generational problem.
Because actually, you 一直所带的是累代家族来的问题
I came back a year later.
然后呢，我过了一年之后又回去。
And this woman ran up to me.
然后这个同样的女生
said, Pastor, I've got to give you good news.
她说，哦，牧师，我要给你个好消息。
My relationship with my daughter has totally turned around.
她说，我跟我女儿的关系完全改变了。
I repented.
我认罪了。
I came before the Lord.
然后我来到神的面前。
And I wrote out the things that had hurt me.
然后我写出来说这些伤害我的事情。
And now I'm completely free.
然后我就帮他祷告哈，
I talked to my daughter,
我就完全得自由了。
And our relationship has become very close now.
然后我跟我的女儿道歉，然后我们的关系变得非常好。
So I have lots of different variations of the same story.
所以我有同样的故事，不同的版本。
Where people have been hurt by a father or mother.
他们人被他的父母亲所伤害。
They become bitter inside.
他们就内心苦毒。
And judged them, made a decision about them.
然后呢，论断了他们，然后就做了一个决
定。We don't know why people do things.
我不知道为什么这些人会这样做。
Only God really knows what's in their heart.
只有神知道真正他们心里面的感受。
And we're not to react to parents, but rather to honor and bless them and forgive them.
但是我们不是只要去对我们的父母亲做出反应，而是要去尊荣他们。
Now, if you look through the Bible,
如果你看到圣经里，
you will find many references to this.
你会发现很多的这个经文都是关于这些。
In other words, it's not just the one scripture.
意思说不是只有一个经文。
There are a number of scriptures that point out the same principle.
他很多的经文都在告诉我们这个是要点。
In Matthew 15, Jesus taught about this.
就马太福音第十五章，耶稣有说。
He taught the importance of honoring your parents.
他有教导尊荣父母亲的重要性。
But I looked through some of the scriptures.
当我看这些经文的时候。
And I found some interesting things.
然后我找到很有趣的。
That when we violate God's order for relationships.
当我们破坏了不遵守了神对于关系中的顺序
violate God's kingdom pattern,
当我们破坏了神国度的模式
there are always consequences.
这永远都会有后果
And the problem we have is we experience the consequences, but because they're a long time after what we did, we don't connect it to what we did.
但这个问题就是因为我们会经历了这个后果，但是因为它已经原离这个源头很久的时间，所以我们不会把两件事情连接在一起。
So let me share with you some things I discovered in the Bible.
所以我要跟你分享一下我在圣经里面发现的。
In Deuteronomy 27:16,
在申命记第二十七章十六节
，Cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt.
那些不尊荣父母亲。咒骂父母亲的人就即将得到咒诅。
So when we hold dishonor and bitterness and judgment against a parent,
所以如果我们对我们的父母亲有苦毒、有论断，然后不尊荣他们
，to cursing in our life,
我们就会对我们身对那些咒诅敞开门，让他进来。
What is a curse?
咒诅是什么
？A curse is a cycle of failure or oppression.
咒诅它所代表的意思就是你会不断的循环失败。
It's empowered by demons and continues until the curse is broken.
那其实这些循环呢，都是后面的邪灵在推动它，一直到我们去砍断它。
And you can read in Deuteronomy 28 the consequences.
然后你在生命记第二十八章，你就会去读到所有的这些咒诅的后果。
What I have noticed then,
所以我注意到
is that many people who are struggling in life,
所以很多人在他生命中的挣扎困难
are struggling with a generational issue.
其实都是跟他们累代家族来的问题有关的。
They're struggling with problems that began in their family line.
他们的问题来自于他们的家族
and are continuing into their life.
但是会一直延续到在他们的生命中发酵
And instead of looking back in bitterness and anger and resentment,
然后与其一直回顾着带着苦毒还有愤怒跟
I encourage people to look at it this way.
那我就鼓励人们用这种方式来看待事情
God has put honor on your life.
神在你的生命中也有尊荣
and has chosen you to bring an end to the cycle and build a different future.
然后呢，他就拣选你去作为这个人，把终止所有的咒诅，还有这个恶性的循环。
So we can look into our parents and they bring some good things to us.
所以我们看待我们父母亲，他有给我们一些好的事。
And those are the things that are godly legacy. Those are the things to be grateful for.
这些是我们要感恩的，因为他是神所给我们的传承。
And we need to be grateful and we need to honor what we have received.
我们必须要非常的感恩，然后呢，尊荣，感觉就尊敬他，然后是领受他。
But on the other side, they're also broken.
但是呢，同样的，他们也是很破碎。
They have their own pain and their own journey.
他们有他们自己的破碎，他们的伤痛，他们的旅程。
And if Jesus never healed them,
耶稣没有医治他们。
Then we get hurt by the things that they say and do.
那我们就会为他们所说所做的受到伤害。
And these will become a destructive legacy.
那如果这些变成了一个摧毁性的传承。
Unless someone brings it to Jesus and brings it to an end.
那除非有一个人把它带到耶稣来去终止它。
So there are many scriptures in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有很多的经文。
Here's another one.
好，这是一个。
In Proverbs 20:20.
在箴言二十章二十节。
Whoever curses his father or mother, his lamp shall be put into darkness.
任何一个咒诅他父母亲的人，他的灯将灭掉，他会在黑暗中。
What does that mean?
所以这代表什么意思
？Darkness means it refers to you can't see.
黑暗代表什么？就是你看不见。
It means there's a spiritual and relational darkness or blindness comes around our life.
意思就是在属灵里面，在关系里面，你是被黑暗笼罩的，你是看不清楚的。
What does that mean?
这代表了什么
？It means we have problems in relationships and we're unable to see why they keep happening.
这就代表了说我们在关系里面有很多的问题，但是我们看不清楚，看不懂为什么它会这样子发生。
Husbands and wives have arguments.
有的时候先生跟太太会吵架。
Parents have arguments with their children.
父母亲跟孩子吵架。
And they can't see what is the cause of it.
然后他们看不到这个原因造成的。
Because the scripture says,
因为经文说
that if we curse or speak badly about our parents,
如果我们咒诅或者是说我们父母亲的坏话，
there's a darkness comes around our life.
那我们的生命中就会被黑暗笼罩。
In the New Testament,
在新约里。
In 1 John and chapter 2,
约翰一说第，约翰一书第二章。
When we hate our brother,
他说当我们憎恨我们的兄弟的时候，
we are in darkness,
我们就在黑暗中。
And we can't see what is causing us to stumble.
然后我们就看不见是什么会让我们的脚步摔跤。
So spiritual darkness,
所以在属灵的黑暗，
means I can't see what the real cause of the problem is.
就表示说我真正看不见真正导致事情发生的原因。
And so I can't change.
所以我没有办法改变。
So there are other scriptures like that.
还有其他的经文。
That refer to demonic oppression.
那就代表就是关于黑暗邪灵的压迫，还有循环的失败。
Let me give you a story from the Bible.
我给你一个圣经上的故事。
That can help you see this happening around a Bible character.
它可以帮助你看到在这些圣经里面的人物。
And the story comes out of 2 Samuel chapter 6.
然后呢，这个故事就是撒母耳下记。
And it's the story of David, King David, and his wife Michal.
所以呢，这个故事就是关于大卫王跟他太太米迦。
Michal was the daughter of King Saul.
敏佳是扫罗王的女儿。
And she loved David deeply.
她很爱大卫。
She was probably a teenager when she married David.
当她跟大卫结婚的时候，她可能是青
少年。David would have been in his late teens.
大卫比她大一几岁。
He had slain Goliath.
他已经
敌打了一个巨人。And he'd become a hero in the nation.
然后他就是国家的英雄。
And so they married one another.
所以他们结婚了。
And they were deeply in love with each other.
他们非常的相爱。
But Michal's father, King Saul, got very jealous.
那这个米迦的爸爸非常的嫉妒。
He got jealous of David.
他嫉妒大卫。
And decided he wanted to kill him.
他就决定他要杀掉大卫。
But Michal helped him escape.
但是 Michal 帮助他逃跑。
And so David suffered tremendous injustice.
所以呢，大卫经历非常的不公义。
Everywhere he went,
他去到任何地方，
King Saul and his men hunted him down.
扫罗就会差派人去追杀他。
If he made friends, then King Saul killed them.
他如果有交了朋友，那个扫罗就会杀掉他的朋友。
Finally, David was so desperate, he's driven out of the country.
然后后来大卫真的受不了，他就逃跑了。
So he suffered much at the hands of King Saul.
所以他因着扫罗，他有受到非常大的伤害。
A similar thing happened to his wife.
他的太太也有同样的事情
发生。The Bible tells us that King Saul,
圣经告诉我们，扫罗王把他的女儿带走，
and forced into marriage with someone else,
强迫他去嫁给别人，
forced her to marry someone she didn't love,
强迫他去嫁给他不爱的人，
forced her into adultery,
然后呢，强迫他去通奸，
and her heart became very bitter because of this.
然后他的心就变成非常的苦毒。
She was angry at her father,
他对他父亲很愤怒，
because of the abuse,
因为他的虐待。
She was angry at her husband,
他很气愤他的先生，
because he failed to come and get her,
因为他没有来拯救他。
And so the two people did their journey.
所以这两个人各自有他们的旅程。
And there came a time when King Saul died.
然后呢，终于扫罗王过世了。
And David was raised to be king.
然后大卫就被兴起成为王。
And one of the first things he wanted to do.
然后他所要做的第一件事情。
Was to get his wife back to him.
他就想要把他的太太找回来。
So he sought her out and got her back.
他就去找到她，然后把她带回来。
He's rejoined with his childhood love.
他就跟他孩童时间的初恋，然后这个结合了。
And then what happens next?
结果下一个呢
is he brings the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God, into Jerusalem.
他就把神的约柜、神的同在带到了耶路撒冷。
All of the nation is celebrating.
然后全国都在欢庆。
And David is dressed up in an ephod and he's dancing.
然后呢，大卫就穿那个衣服，然后他就在跳舞。
And there's shouts and trumpets and everything.
然后大家都在欢唱，然后有敲锣响鼓。
It is a national celebration.
是一个全国的庆祝。
It is revival.
它是复兴。
The presence of God is being restored to the
神的同在已经再次回到这个城市里。
And David is dancing and celebrating and enjoying God.
然后呢，大卫正在跳舞欢庆神。
But his wife Michal.
但是他的太太 Michal.
Is looking through the window.
在窗户里面看。
She's a spectator.
她是一个观察者。
She can't enter into revival.
她没有办法加入参与这个复兴。
And she looks at her husband.
她就看着她的先生。
And she despises him.
然后她痛恨他。
Now what has happened is this.
所以这是这样的发生。
David has leant into God.
就是大卫已经依靠神。
And he is resolved in his heart.
他已经在他的心里面去解决了。
The injustice done by his father-in-law.
那些他的岳父对他做所说不公义的事情。
He has dealt with the pain by bringing it to the Lord.
他已经处理了他的痛苦，他把他带给了神。他已经被神医治了。
He's forgiven his father-in-law.
他已经原谅了他的岳父。
David also struggled with his own parents.
大卫也对他自己父母亲很多挣扎。
He wrote in one of the Psalms,
他在其中的一个诗篇写道
When my father and mother abandon me,
当我的父母亲遗弃我的时候
The Lord will gather me up.
主会照顾我。
In other words, when he was under persecution,
意思就是当他被迫害的时候
Even his parents disowned him.
他的父母亲都没有管他。
But instead of dishonoring them,
但是呢他没有不尊荣他的父母亲。
He turned to the Lord.
他转向神
He brought his pain to the Lord.
他把他的痛苦带给神
He brought his injustice to the Lord.
他把他所不公义带给神
He experienced the love of God.
他经历了神的爱
He experienced the healing of God.
他经历了神的医治
And as he came out of that,
然后当他出来的时候
he was able to move and walk in honor.
他就有办法带着尊荣行走
When it came an opportunity to kill King Saul,
然后当他有机会去杀掉扫罗的时候
he refused to do it.
他拒绝
His heart was free of dishonor and bitterness.
因为他的心已经自由有了不再有不尊荣跟苦毒 但是 Michal 是不一样的
She allowed bitterness to get in her heart
她容许苦毒进到她的心里面
She allowed injustice to get in her heart
她容许不公义进到她的心里面
She allowed anger to get in her heart
她容许愤怒进到她的心里面
Every day she's sleeping with this man
她每一天在跟这个男人一起睡
She's angry at her father
她愤怒她的父亲
Because of the injustice she's experiencing
因为她所经历的不公义的对待
She never leaned into God
她从来没有依靠神
To obtain healing in her heart
去让他的心得医治
and to have a different attitude.
是有一个不同的态度
She remained instead as a victim,
他一直让自己保持了个受害者的心态
embittered by what she was experiencing.
因着他所经历的充满苦毒
So when the moment came,
所以当这个时刻来了
and God had restored the marriage,
神要来恢复这个婚姻
she is unable to enter into the marriage,
他无法重新进入婚姻
unable to enter into revival,
他无法参与复兴
unable to enjoy what God is doing,
他无法去享受神所做的
because of dishonor and bitterness.
因为在她心里面的不尊荣跟苦毒。
When her husband came home,
当她的先生回家的时候
and he's wanting to give a blessing to all his family,
她想要给她家庭所有的祝福。
His wife scorns him.
她的太太就会骂她。
She speaks cynically to him.
然后对她很讽刺。
And the Bible tells us this.
然后圣经告诉我们
Therefore,
因为这样
Therefore,
因为这样
She remained barren.
她就从来没有生育
She was barren spiritually.
因为她的属灵里面是很贪枯的 She was barren
in her marriage.
她在婚姻里面是无法生育的
She was barren in her womb.
她在她的子宫里面是无法生育的
And in their culture,
在他们的文化里
For a woman to have no children,
如果一个女人没有办法生育
was to be a source of enormous shame.
她是极大的羞耻的源头
Both had struggled with injustice.
她们两个人同样的都有经历过不公义的对待
Both had struggled with dishonor.
她们每一个两个人都有经历过不尊荣
But David had found refuge in the Lord.
但是呢，大卫有把神当作他的避难所。
David had let the Lord turn his heart.
然后他让神转变他的心。
David had let the Lord heal his heart.
大卫有让神医治他的心。
And David chose to honor and not dishonor.
大卫选择去尊荣而不是不尊荣。
Michael,
他的太太
and allowed her heart to remain angry,
容许他的心待在愤怒中
bitter,
苦毒
she dishonored her father,
他不尊荣他的父亲
and carried that dishonor into her marriage.
然后他把这个不尊荣带进了他的婚姻里
Many times in marriages,
很多时候在婚姻里
the problems we're facing,
我们所面对的问题
are rooted in dishonor in the family of origin.
他的根源其实是来自于家庭里的不尊荣
Sometimes it's generational.
有的时候是几代传下来的
Many times the problems between parents and their children,
很多时候父母亲跟子女中间的问题
are because of dishonor.
是因为不尊荣
Dishonor by the parents of their child.
因为父母亲不尊荣他们的孩子。
Dishonor by the child of their parent.
孩子不尊荣他们的父母亲。
So the cycle that hurt the father.
所以呢，这样子的循环会伤害到父亲。
Becomes the same issue that hurts the son.
然后呢，同样伤害父亲的会变成同样伤害儿子。
This is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的。
He said, "If we will not forgive from the heart,"
他说，如果我们不愿意从心里面原谅
，we will be delivered to tormentors.
我们就会被交给折磨我们的人。
So God foreseeing,
所以神已经预先看到。在末世的时候
There would be demonic invasion of the cultures.
就会有邪灵侵入文化中
There would be witchcraft manipulation.
就会有巫术会掌管
There would be breakdown in families.
它会在家庭的破碎
God promised to pour out his spirit.
但是神应许我们他会将他的灵浇灌出来
I will send the spirit of Elijah.
他会把以利亚的灵
He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
他会让父亲的心转向他的儿女们
And the hearts of the children to the fathers.
会让儿女的心转向他的父亲
Bringing healing.Healing and restoration.
它会带来医治和恢复
How does God do that?
那神怎么这样做呢
God pours out His Spirit.
因为神会将他自己的灵浇灌进来
And draws us to turn to Jesus.
好吸引我们转向耶稣
When we turn to Jesus,
当我们转向耶稣的时候
Jesus transforms our heart.
耶稣会转换我们的心
Jesus heals the brokenhearted.
他医治我们破碎的心
Jesus binds up the wounds.
然后耶稣会帮我们疗伤
Jesus sets us free of demons.
他会释放我们得自由
When we turn into the Lord,
当我们转向神的时候
and we give Him access to our heart,
我容许耶稣进入到我们的心
He brings a tenderness in our heart.
他就会将我们的心带来温柔
We then, having been forgiven,
然后我们就被原谅了
begin to forgive those who hurt us.
然后我们去原谅那些伤害我们的人
begin to honor instead of dishonoring.
那我们要原谅，然后我们尊荣，而不是去不尊荣他。
This is important to understand.
这个是非常重要，你必须要明白。
That when God forgives you,
当神原谅你的时候
，when God heals you,
当神医治你的时候
，He expects you to pass that blessing on.
他期待你要把这个祝福传下去。
He doesn't want you to wait for someone else to change.
他并不想要你去等待别人改变。
Many wives are waiting for their husband to change.
很多太太们在等他的先生改变。
Many husbands waiting for their wife to change.
很多先生们在等他的太太改变。
Many children waiting for their parents to change.
很多孩子们在等着他的父母亲改变。
But all of this is avoiding what God says.
但是这些所有都在逃避神所说的。
He calls you if you hear His voice.
因为他呼召你要听到他的声音。
To respond to Jesus.
你要回应耶稣。
To bring an end to this cycle of problems.
去终止这些循环的问题。
By choosing to repent of bitterness.
你要选择去认罪你的苦毒。原谅那些伤害你的人。
Receive healing at His hand.
领受他的医治。
Deliverance from torment.
然后呢，得释放，不再被折磨。
And choose to put right the broken relationship.
然后去选择恢复那些破碎的关系。
There are some steps in this.
这些是有步骤的。
The first is to recognize.
第一个是要认知。
I am carrying in my heart.
我在我的心中。
Dishonor.
有不尊荣。
Bitterness.
很苦毒。
Anger.
愤怒。
Hurt.
伤痛。
And it's affecting my relationship.
它在影响我的关系。
I need to take responsibility.
我必须要负责任。
Not blame anyone else.
不是怪罪别人。
But own.That I will sort out my part in the problem.
但是呢，我要去负责任我自己那一部分的问题。
I will take ownership of the anger and pain and grief that I'm struggling with.
我必须要为我自己的愤怒、苦毒、伤痛负责任。
Thirdly, I will bring the grief to the Lord.
最重要的是，我要把我的这些哀伤、难过交给神。神明白我们的心痛。
I've sat with many people.
我曾经陪伴很多人。
And wept with them.
跟他们一起哭。
As I heard the horrendous things they'd been exposed to.
当我听到他们所经历的非常糟糕的事情。
Terrible
injustice. 不公义。
Grief,
很多的哀伤。
Abandonment.
被遗弃。
Abuse.
被虐待。
Criticism.
被批评。
Shaming.
羞辱。
And just the withholding of love.
然后就是最还有那种没有被赋予爱。
Sometimes it's not the bad things that were done.
有的时候不是因为我们做的坏事。
It's what was withheld from us.
而是我们不给予的东西，我们隐藏保守的。
The human heart wants to be loved.
因为我们人的心想要被爱
wants to be valued,
我们想要被有价值
wants to be honored,
我们想要被尊荣
and when this is withheld,
当这些都不给予我们的时候
by a parent that's not there,
是一个不在家的
critical,
缺席的父母亲这是非常重要的
nothing you can ever do is right,
我做什么都不对
when these things are withheld,
所以当父母亲
children get wounded,
不给予这些东西的时候孩子就会受伤
and then they struggle to try and solve the pain,
然后他们自己会去挣扎去想要解决自己的痛苦
end up repeating the same sins as their parents did,
然后呢他们就会重复他父母亲所做的事情
we need to bring the grief to the Lord,
我们必须要把我们所有的哀伤交给神
I remember when I sat down and I wrote out a letter,
我记得我坐下来写过一封信
to bring out my own pain,
是把我自己的痛苦带出来
I remember I started to weep,
我就记得我开始哭
and I could not stop,
然后我没有办法停止
the grief was much deeper than I was aware of,
我的哀伤是比我想象中的更深
I had one pastor I spoke to,
然后我曾经跟一个牧师说过话
and he came from a German background,
他是一个德国人德国的背景
and I shared with him, I think the problem you are having,
然后我就跟他分享说我觉得你的问题
is dishonor of your father,
是因为你不尊荣你的父亲
because of the deep pain you carried,
因为你深深的痛
He has brought with him from World War II his own pain and grief and damage.
他这是来自于第二次世界大战的所有的痛苦跟难过。
And I encouraged him to write and journal.
所以我就鼓励他要写出来去做写日记。
He came back to me about a month later.
然后呢，一个月之后他又回来。
He said I wrote 50 pages.
他说我写了五十页。
I had no idea.
我完全不知道。
The various ways I'd been humiliated and ridiculed and criticized.
就是我被嘲讽，我被批评。
I had no idea the pain I carried.
我都自己都不知道我有这么多痛苦。
He said, As I wrote, I wept and wept.
他说，当我写的时候，我就一直哭，一直哭。
And he said, I want you to know I forgave my father.
他说，我想要你知道我原谅了我的父亲。
I cancelled all the judgments I'd made.
我就认罪悔改了我所有对他的论断。
And my relationship with my father has been restored.
那我和我父亲的关系就被恢复修补了。
So we recognized the problem.
所以我们要先去认知到的问题。
Responsibility to deal with his part.
然后我们要负责任的去面对处理它
Release the grief to the Lord.
我们把我们的哀伤释放给神
healing.
然后领受医治
He released forgiveness.
然后去释放原谅
He canceled the judgments he'd made.
去取消所有的论断
And God set him free.
然后神就释放他得自由
He started to practice blessing his father in prayer daily.
然后他就开始练习每天在祷告里面祝福他的父亲
And found ways to honor his father.
然后他要找到去尊荣他父亲的方式
When we honor people.
当我们尊荣人的时候
they begin to open up.
他们就会敞开
you receive what they have.
你就会去领受他所拥有的
When you dishonor people,
当你不尊荣人的时候
you increase the distance.
你就会增加你们的距离
Sometimes we need to put things right.
有的时候我们必须要去恢复
An apology,
道歉
An expression of gratitude,
或是表达感谢
Showing kindness,
或者是怜悯
There's many ways we can do this.
有很多事情我们可以做
In some situations,
那有一些状况
People are so abusive, we have to put a boundary.
那这些人他们非常的受虐的时候我们必须要给他建立一个界限
In some situations,
有一些
The parent has already died.
有一些情形是父母亲已经过世了
And in those situations,
在那些这些状况里
I've encouraged the child to talk about their experiencesThat were good.
那我就鼓励他们去讨论他之前有很美好的记忆
the memory and legacy of the parent.
去尊荣他父母亲的记忆还有他们的传承
I believe today God wants to touch many people.
我相信今天神要触摸很多人
To bring healing in your life.
是在你的生命中带下医治
And the key to it initially
然后呢一开始这个要点就是
is to recognize,
就是先去认知
I am carrying pain.
我有痛苦
I've been dishonored,
我被不尊荣了
and I'm becoming dishonoring.
然后呢我就开始变成不尊荣的人
We need to recognize
我们要先认知
what's happening in our heart,
在我们心里面发生的事情
and turn to the Lord.
然后转向神
When we turn to him,
当我们转向神
He promises,
他应许他答应
He will change our heart,
他会改变我们的心
Heal the pain,
医治痛苦
Release us from the bondage of bitterness
释放我们苦毒的束
Set us free from tormenting demons
然后我们就不再是被邪灵捆绑
And help us to love and honor where it's not been
然后他会帮助我们去尊荣
But it starts off with acknowledging
但是首先我们要先认知
I need Jesus to help me
我需要耶稣帮我
Why don't we just close